This is the Doug Marrone Show.
The Doug Marrone Show.
Former Jaguar Jeff Loggeman and J.P. Shadrick discuss the latest Jaguars news with the head coach. The Doug Marrone Show starts right now.
The Doug Marrone Show, presented by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. J.P. Shadrick from the home studio, Jeff Loggeman from his home studio, and head coach Doug Marrone joins us from his office down at TIAA Bank Field at Jaguars headquarters. Coach, good afternoon. Good to see you. Another little different week, obviously, with the intensive protocols for COVID-19 after the positive test late last week on the practice squad. A bunch of those contact tracing players were put back on the practice squad officially today, off that list. That's the good news. But how has that changed the week of preparation going into the Chargers game?
Yeah, I mean, it's been different. Like I said, we wanted to embrace, you know, the change, and we needed the change. So we haven't really been obviously playing well. So, you know, the change in the schedule is good. Looking forward to going out to LA. We got a long trip ahead of us, but it went well. Basically, we did all our meetings virtually, and the players just came in and lifted in small groups. We had to monitor the time that in the locker room, you know, that were there. On the field, we all had to wear face shields and mask, and do everything we can. And so far, it's been working. We have had no positive tests, and today the practice squad players came back, so today was more of a normal practice day, whereas yesterday we had to adjust some things because we didn't have enough players, obviously, to do some of the teamwork.
Doug, with a West Coast trip and COVID this year, most road games teams have been leaving later on Saturday and then arriving to the hotel and to basically minimize the amount of time that they have to spend away from that kind of comfort zone of the bubble that you create in Jacksonville or whatever city the NFL team is from. With a West Coast trip, how do you handle that? Because, you know, in years past, many teams have even considered traveling out there on a Friday, and some like to leave early on a Saturday to kind of acclimate in a short amount of time, though, to the West Coast time zone.
Yeah, I think I'm more kind of, my background's always been, I always liked, even when I went east to west, I've always liked to go out there 2 days ahead of schedule. That was the original plan prior to the COVID. And then when we looked at, all the protocols that are in place for the COVID, basically you'd have to show up and just basically lock yourself in a room, and you really can't control the environment there. As far as, people that are serving food, people that are, walking around, it's very strict. So, we wound up going, you look at the research, there's really, it's not, the research says it's not, to be a problem, but, leaving the day before. So we've left here. What we've done is normally the meeting schedule that we normally have once we arrive at the hotel at night, we tried to get everything done here. Arrive later, get to the hotel, grab our food, go to our room, go to bed, wake up the next day and play and have the least amount of interaction that you can possibly have. So that's what we've been, trying to do. And I think a lot of teams are following the same suit.
So you're going to LA, and it's the first time in the history of the Jaguars organization that it's a trip to LA. Obviously, you and I both have spent a little bit of time out on the West Coast in LA. So what's that going to be like for you as a coach, going back to LA to play football again?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I feel like the truth is I'm in a bubble, and there's not going to be any fans there. So, but I'm interested to see. I mean, it's a brand new stadium. I've never been there. We've kind of got reports on it. It's new turf, a little bit sticky, we've heard. So, we're going to make sure that we have the proper shoes on. And I've talked to the players about that already. So it's going to be I probably have more anxiety about going to a stadium that I've never been to before than anything else. As far as going back to LA, I mean, I guess I'll see it, from the plane and from the bus. But after that, we'll just be in the hotel and then we'll just go out there and get ready to play.
Hey, Doug, kind of a side note here. There's a little flashback for me. You remember the Rams running back, Cleveland Gary, who was like really fast? Do you remember him?
From Miami.
When I was a rookie,
University of Miami.
Yeah, and my when I was a rookie, I'll never forget we with the Jets and we went out west and we played the Rams, and I had the coverage responsibility on Cleveland Gary, and all I remember, Doug, was running after this guy, and all I could see was his nameplate, and it said Gary, and I was just going, this guy's really fast, and I'm not fast enough. My memory from L.A.
That's one that doesn't go away, apparently. Coach, let's get to this football team and the mentality of your team this week. It's five straight losses, yes. It is a younger football team. There are some injuries popping up over the last few weeks. But how have you seen the team go about their work this week? And is it difficult to keep a team kind of motivated going? How much do you have to prod a group like this as a head coach?
Well, I think, you know, obviously with the injuries and the young player, that's, you know, it's always something, you know what I'm saying, each day. So you're just working to get those players up to speed, get them ready to go. You know, and then really the main theme for us has been try to start fast, you know, try to, you know, get this game going, start fast, finish fast, get it into the fourth quarter, you know, find a way to win. You know, that's one of the things, and make plays at opportune times. I mean, we haven't been able to stay on the field or get off the field. That's what we're really looking to do, and really trying to tell the players that, you know, there's points in the game that you can see that they have done good things. But consistently, you know, whether, you know, ourselves are included in that, we haven't, you know, have done it all right for 60 minutes. And that's what we all need to do. We all need to pull together to be able to do that and put a complete game together and not get ourselves behind early. I think that's one of the things that have been hurting us, and, you know, need something good to happen. I mean, I think that'll breathe and go throughout the rest of the team. And but, you know, there's a balance where you can't looks to make the big play every time. You just got to wait for it to come to be in the right spot and do your job.
All right, Coach, let's come back in a moment. We'll get on the Jaguars' defensive side facing Justin Herbert this week for the Los Angeles Chargers. This is the Doug Marone Show presented by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Coach Doug Marone here, reminding all our Jaguar fans, don't fumble when it comes to driving. One text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. And at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the entire length of a football field with your eyes closed. To win while driving, you must focus. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and mind on driving. Put it down. Focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
At Vistar, we believe in better. Better convenience. So members can bank any way they want. Whether it's at a branch, on a mobile device, or at one of more than 20,000 fee-free ATMs across North America. We believe that people have better things to do with their time. If you believe that convenience is better, join Vistar. We never forget that it's your money. All loans subject to approval, insured by NCUA.
Any repeated physical activity puts stress on the body. Checking your phone, getting in the car, sitting at your desk. Checking the phone, getting in your car, sitting at your desk. Checking your phone for the 50th time today. If you do anything with regularity, you should get massaged with regularity. Massage Envy. Keep your body working.
Regular body work makes the body work with massage, skin care, and stretch. Come in today for more information or visit massageenvy.com for more details.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services, from automatic gates to security fence and railing. Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today. SuperiorFenceandRail.com.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back. The Doug Marone Show rolls along. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Jaguars head coach Doug Marone. The Jags and the Los Angeles Chargers coming up Sunday at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. Josh Allen has been limited the first couple days this week. He spoke with the media today, Coach. Confidence level of him being back, and if he's available for you, what can he bring for this defensive unit up front?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think last week he practiced a little bit and, you know, he was cleared by the doctors, but really wasn't able to do the things that we needed him to do to be successful. So, you know, we wound up sitting him out, but I think this week he's ready to go. So, you know, it's big. I mean, he's a player that has been very productive for us in the past and we need that type of production come Sunday. You know, making a play, getting a strip sack, you know, playing a run well, you know, he can do all those things. So, hopefully he'll have some opportunities and be able to change the game in our favor.
And Doug, Avery Jones going to IR. You obviously hope to get him back at some point. He's a captain and a pretty good football player. Devon Hamilton is going to have to step up, another young player, that the expectations rise for him. What have you seen out of him and what does he need to do better?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've seen flashes of Devon really being a heck of a football player. And I really believe that he'll be a really good football player in this league for a long time. I think the things that you have to work on at times is just, you know, your footwork. You know, he gets caught a little bit on his footwork. It's basically the fundamentals of playing. But he's someone that has earned increased playing time. And we got to strike the right balance with him, you know, and what he can do. I think, you know, you can get a little bit of rush out of him. But sometimes, you know, he'll get caught a little high, you know, eyes in the backfield. Which is all the normal things that happen to a lot of young players that come in this league. But, you know, you'll see sometimes he makes some really good plays, you know, where he's moving down the line, sideline to sideline for a big man. So I'm happy with him. And, you know, Doug Costin's another guy that was a free agent that earned his way on the team that, you know, has shown a couple of good snaps. And, you know, his playing time is, you know, probably be increased. And Caron Reed, you know, really gives us a little bit better edge rushing from the inside, which, you know, that's one thing we have to do a much better job of.
The Chargers' offensive line has been a little banged up with Pouncey at center, and they moved Feeney over there to center and the right side with Trey Turner, and Bulaga hasn't been working out with injuries with those guys. And Eckler, the dynamic running back as a receiver and a runner, are both. These guys have all missed significant playing time. What are you seeing out of this revamped Chargers offensive line and backfield?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously with Eckler, I mean, he's a matchup nightmare, you know what I'm saying, for anyone. So him being out obviously helped. And then I think when you look on the outside, when you look at the skill, you know, you look at Keenan Allen on the outside, he's one of the top receivers in the league. Mike Williams is a big play guy, can make catches over, you know, over the top of a defense, break tackles, runs well after the catch. And then, you know, you can't forget about how he can do. So I think my main concern, you know, is, you know, obviously you want to win battles up front and make the quarterback uncomfortable. For, you know, here's another guy that's a rookie quarterback, you know, first round pick that, you know, has really stepped in and played really beyond what a lot of the young guys do. I mean, you know, he's better against pressure than he is, you know, against zone coverage. He's a guy, he's a big guy. He can see the field. He can throw his big arm. And, you know, he's dangerous because he can run. You know, sometimes you think that when you see a quarterback that's 6'6", you know, he's not going to be able to run. But this guy is a heck of an athlete. So, you know, we got to rush. We got to rush, but we have to have a good plan. We've got to make sure that the quarterback doesn't scramble and beat us with his legs.
Doug, you mentioned he's better against pressure. Take us through that. Why do you think that is?
I mean, there's a lot of different philosophies out there. The one that I've always thought about is that, you know, a lot of times when you bring pressure, you know where you need to go with the ball. So your pressure beaters are built in, either hots or breaking routes, whatever it may be. So a lot of times when you see it coming, you know where to go with the ball and you get rid of it. He does it with great accuracy, so he doesn't panic under the pressure when it's getting close to him. I think when you go to the zones and you're switching things up, you're playing different types of coverages. I think then now you put more on the quarterback to go through the progressions and the reads to identify the coverage. So now it's a little bit more time. There's a little bit, you know, the windows are a little bit different. You know, it looks different from that. And then the pressures, you know, the zone pressures and or man pressures. You know, he's been able to deliver the ball and do it at a very high, a very good, a really good, really good numbers for the.
Yeah, watching him Monday Night Football, Doug. I mean, a rookie record. And most rookies, when they get to prime time, typically don't have the greatest of success. And he really took a Saints team led by Drew Brees and took him his team to overtime against the Saints. And some of the throws that he made in that game were just tremendous. And when you talk about how he's got you know all the kind of the things, the height, the athleticism, the arm strength, and everything. That one play that he had just amazed me in that game where he scrambled away from a zero pressure and had two guys that actually went unblocked and he escapes and then he throws a touchdown pass on the play and you just go, wow. I mean, that's certain things you just can't coach and certain things just, you know, either a quarterback has it or he doesn't have it and this guy clearly appears to have it.
Yeah, I mean, he's like I said. I mean, his numbers right now are outstanding. You know, there's not a lot of body of work, but the body of work that he's put out there has been, you know, quite impressive. So, I think, like you said, I think you know the other thing that I think you know you can see him on the field is just you know that he's smart. I mean, he knows where to go with the football. That's the one thing that helps all the time, and he has the arm to deliver it. So, he's got good skill, and you know a lot of these young guys you want to try to you know see if they get rattled. But, you know, we haven't seen any battle. And like you said, I mean, you can't ask for more than to have two guys coming scot-free on that play. I remember that play well. And him just extending the play, keeping his eyes down the field and delivering a strike for, you know, a touchdown.
All right, Coach, let's come back in a moment. We'll flip it around to the Jaguars offense, trying to get on track this week in Los Angeles against the Chargers. This is the Doug Marone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Coach Doug Marone here, reminding all our Jaguar fans, don't fumble when it comes to driving. One text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. And at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the entire length of a football field with your eyes closed. To win while driving, you must focus. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and mind on driving. Put it down. Focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Oi.
Bonjour.
Xin chào.
Dobry dzień.
Que finançado com?
Como te podemos ayudar?
If you have an accident, the last thing you should have to worry about is a language barrier. That's why at Farah and Farah, we have a team as diverse as our clients. So no matter what language you speak, we'll fight for your voice. Farah and Farah, here for you.
نحن هون للكل.
Ici pour vous.
Aquí para todos.
Here for all.
Superior Fence and Rail knows about commercial fence services. From automatic gates to security fence and railing, Superior Fence and Rail's professional team delivers with great communication, trained installers, and quality products. Trust your next commercial project with a top-rated fence company in Jacksonville. Get off the fence and call Superior Fence and Rail for your commercial project today.
SuperiorFenceandRail.com. This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back to Doug Marone Show, presented by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. J.P. Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman, and head coach Doug Marone joins us each week from his office at TIAA Bank Field. The Jags headed west this week to face the Los Angeles Chargers at SoFi Stadium. Coach, the early in the season, first couple of weeks especially, the Jaguars offense was really balanced and moving the ball and scoring points, getting back in that game in Tennessee in week two. But it has found a little inconsistency the last few weeks. What has been the maybe some of the major differences the last few weeks offensively as opposed to the first couple of weeks of the season?
I just think it's, it's on all of us, really. I mean, I think sometimes we've got away from, you know, what we were trying to get done in the game. That's on me. And I think, you know, we haven't made the big plays at the time that we needed to stay on the field. I thought early on we were doing a good job in a red zone. Lately, we haven't been doing a good job scoring touchdowns in the red zone. You know, I think the third downs, you know, percentage is pretty good or decent. But that's coming later in the game, not early in the game. So I think a lot of things that, you know, early on in the season, we got off to a pretty good start moving the football, got a couple first downs, and either – you know, being able to score a touchdown or a field goal or be able to switch the field position. I don't think we've been doing that. And it's really all three phases. You know, when you're talking about field position, you know, kind of like last week, we had the, you know, the first punt was, and Logan's a great punter, you know, they didn't get the best punt out and then they had the ball at the 50. So, you know, we were three and out on offense. And that's one of the things you can't do. And that's why we're talking about starting fast and being able to make some plays early.
Doug, how do you help your quarterback, you know, in this situation where the offense is having a hard time finding a rhythm? He's having a hard time finding a rhythm. What will give him the tools to help succeed?
Yeah, I mean, we talk to him, talk to, you know, the players, and it's like, hey, what are you comfortable with? What do you feel he can execute well? You know, and as long as it schematically shows that it can work, you know, these are the things we want to do to try to create that confidence and create that ability to go out there and make plays. And then, you know, when you get out there, it's a performance. You know, you've got to be able to perform, whether it's the guys up front got to do a good job with the tight ends and the receivers when it comes down to the running game. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have a guy with like James back there that has the ability to do it. Last week, we weren't able to do that. You know, we didn't play well up front. So, you know, I'm looking for a good game, you know, bounce back game from the line, being able to play well. And I think, you know, the quarterback, you know, you always say his best friend is, you know, being able to hand it off, knowing that you're going to keep the chains moving yourself in good down and distances. And then, you know, the receivers, obviously, he's got to be able to deliver the ball to them and they got to be able to catch it and, you know, break a tackle at times or yards after a catch. You know, there's a lot of things involved. That's why it's not as easy as a one person fix. You know, it's got to be, you know, all 11 guys got to be on the same page.
Yeah, a lot of conversation, you know, in the first couple weeks of the season, and Gardner talked about it. He talked about, hey, look, you know, my pocket presence is a work in progress. And Jay Gruden's talked about in the past about Gardner, you know, the one thing that he does do at times is he can abort a play a little bit early and leave the pocket. Are you seeing improvement in those areas for your quarterback, Minshew?
Yeah, we're seeing improvement in practice. You know, I think that he's, you know, doing a better job in practice. And now we just need to see it on game day on Sunday. I think that, you know, a lot of times, whether you're a quarterback, whether you're an offensive lineman, defensive players, you know, a lot of times if it's not drilled into you over and over and over again, you kind of go back to your initial instinct. And, you know, that's the one thing that you always fight against. And, you know, as a player, you just got to go out there and all the stuff that you're drilling in practice, all the times you're doing well, You got to go back out there on Sunday, and you got to be able to do that. And that's what makes people consistent football players.
Coach, last week your three longest offensive plays were all to Keelan Cole. What kind of season is he having for you, and how have you seen him grow as the season's gone along?
Yeah, I think this is the best year he's had, you know, since he's been here. I think that he's, you know, he always comes in, he works extremely hard in practice. Works hard to get open, you know, and he can get open in a lot of different ways. I mean, you know, he's someone that catches the ball over the middle. He's someone that can catch the deep ball. He can track the ball well, run after the catch, you know, so there's a lot of things that he does well. And, you know, he's really doing a nice job for us.
Doug, offensive line last week, a tough road to hoe, a Detroit Lions team that really stacked the box. And when you get a defense that stacks the box, you got to have about as clean of a blocking game as you could possibly have. You lost A.J. Cann early in that ball game, and Bartsch came in, struggled a little bit. Where is A.J. at right now, and do you stick with the young player Bartsch in this situation, or do you consider maybe even playing a Tyler Shatley?
Yeah, I think you're right on it. I think we're still sticking and trying to see where A.J. is. I think we'll take that all the way up until game time, and see where he's at there. I think what we're doing this week is we're playing both of those players at that position. Because I think, like you said, Ben did some good things and didn't do some good things. And that happens a lot with young offensive linemen, especially when you don't have a preseason to go through, where you're playing against different types of players. So I'm actually excited about some of the things he did. But at the same time, hey, how can we get better production at that position? We've done it before where we played two guys at that position. And, if A.J. can't go, I would think that both those guys will have opportunities to play.
All right, Coach, long road trip, headed to L.A. to face the Chargers. The Chargers 1-4, the Jags at 1-5. The preparation this week for the Jaguars football team, this is a one you got to have, obviously. And how are you feeling about your team's work that they put in this week?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about this team is they've always worked. I mean, that's never been an issue. My concern or what I look for is a challenge on game day, the challenge on the performance. I think that, everything else, they push for each other. They work hard together. The coaches, good relationships. They're pushing the player, working hard. You got to go out there and get it done on Sunday. That's what this business has always been. It's during the week, you can say this, say that. Doesn't matter. What matters the most is how you perform on Sunday, and that's really the great part about the NFL.
As always, good luck to you. Let's get a win in LA, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you, JP. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, head coach Doug Marone out of here. We're back with more in just a moment. It's the Doug Marone Show presented by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Coach Doug Marone here, reminding all our Jaguar fans, don't fumble when it comes to driving. One text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. And at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the entire length of a football field with your eyes closed. To win while driving, you must focus. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and mind on driving. Put it down. Focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
Jaguars fans, whether it's on the field or in your finances, the key to success is a solid plan. From high-yield banking to home lending, into retirement and beyond, TIAA Bank offers solutions that can help you achieve your goals and make the most of your money. It's time for a plan. Start building your legacy today at TIAABank.com/Jaguars. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguars fans, game day is back. And this year, we've teamed up with Jameson to add another win to your week with official Jaguars and Jameson branded collectible stadium cups. They're only available for a limited time in the Jacksonville metro area. So grab yours today, pour a smooth Jameson, ginger and lime, and cheer on the Jags with Jameson. Taste responsibly. Jameson Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, product of Ireland, copyright 2020, imported by John Jameson Import Company, New York, New York.
Hey Jacksonville, this is Joey D from Bono's. I just want to let you know that we have now reopened all of our dining rooms. We appreciate all the love that you have showed us during this crisis. For over 71 years, we have been here for you through good times and bad. Our award-winning barbecue and our unbelievable staff look forward to seeing you soon. Be safe.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back. The Doug Marone Show rolls along. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. Our thanks to head coach Doug Marone joining us in the first half hour every week here on the program. And one programming note, Logs, I misspoke at the end of our conversation with the head coach. I said, we'll see you next week. Well, there is no Doug Marrone show next week. It is the bye week, so we'll see him in 2 weeks. How about that?
That's right, which means that me and you get the day off as well. That's a good thing.
It's true. The Jaguars could use that bye week, of course. Let's get a win this week and then go into that bye week with some guys getting healthy. There's a long list of guys on the injury report, of course, again, this week. That's been a battle throughout the early part of this season. And it sounds like, just hearing Coach Marrone there, that, you know, he loves the preparation. He loves where this team's head is in terms of that. But you got to carry it to game day. And he's always said that, and they haven't been able to do that in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, and look, they got a lot of work to do. And the quarterback has got to be better, you know, because I think they got a pretty good running game. And when you have a defense that really challenges you to throw the football, and they're stacking the box like the Detroit Lions did, you're going to see the exact same thing this week. And I don't think you'll see maybe as much 46 of that Bears defense that that Detroit did, but I think you're going to see kind of something along those lines where they're just pushing people up to stop James Robinson until Gardner Minshew shows that he can beat you. And that's just the reality of the game. I mean, that the, you know, we've heard it a lot of times about how you use the term, it's a copycat league. And it's not necessarily a copycat from a scheme standpoint, because Gus Bradley doesn't run the same type of defense in L.A. with the Chargers as the Detroit Lions run with their New England kind of tree defense that they have. So, but you can kind of get to the same thing, which is, you know, stacking that box to stop the run in a different fashion. You know, just a quick note, JP, about the bye week. You know, the bye week for NFL players this year, I think, is very unique, and it's very different, just like the entire year has been very unique and very different. You know, in years past, you get the bye week. I mean, the players, what a great opportunity to get away, right? I mean, to maybe just, you know, not go to the building, maybe, you know, travel and go see your college team play, maybe go spend time with your folks, or travel home to see your folks. And it ain't happening this year. The NFL is obviously has all these protocols in place with COVID, and the players, even in their bye week, are expected and have to get a daily COVID test. So they're not going to be traveling. They're not going to be getting away from it, typically, like players have done in the past to get that mental break. And so hopefully the players will find a way to do it in a different fashion, but also still meet all the requirements with the league and COVID, because, as you and I both know, if all of a sudden games get missed because COVID outbreaks happen and things of that nature, then the players don't get paid and there's no paycheck.
Let's first of all hope everybody remains healthy this week. Second of all, let's get to the game on Sunday. And third, so they don't move it to the bye week next week. All that combined in one would be a nice package. There's still a few days between now and game day. We've seen that happen with other teams already, where they just shifted back a week. And
you're right.
Here we go. The bye week would be gone. So let's hope it does not come to that. Now, to the actual game this week and the play of the quarterback, Gardner Minshew the second. We heard from Coach Marrone there just a moment ago about some things they maybe can do to get it going. It sounds like the same thing for him. Like, he's doing the right things in practice. It looks great in the practice field. It's just a matter of carrying it over onto game day Sunday, and things look a little different when they're coming at you full speed on a Sunday afternoon, Logs.
Yeah, and look, the reality is practice doesn't matter. I mean, practice gets you a ticket to the dance, but then once you get to the dance, you got to dance, and you got to have a performance that justifies you staying on the floor. And right now, Gardner Minshew's performance is starting to wane a little bit, and that's not a good trend. You know, with young players, you always want to see, you know, and I talked about this with other players in the past, and that you always want to see that ascension. You know, that stock market upward arrow, to where you're climbing every week and you're getting a little bit better every week. But with young players, typically it's got the stock market look. When you zoom in, all of a sudden it's got these jumps and highs and lows. And right now, Gardner Minshew was down in a low. Not a good performance at all against the Detroit Lions, and not a good performance really for the team, on a kind of comparative to that Miami Dolphins Thursday night game. And so, you know, here you are once again, because, you know, you're talking about a Detroit Lions team that there was a lot of speculation about Matt Patricia, their head coach, prior to that game. He gets a win and things are good. You know, prior to that, you were facing some teams that were in dire straits, and they were able to beat you. And so here you go. You're facing a one-win team that's lost four in a row. So these two teams in this game this week have lost a combined 9 games in a row. And I'm sure the L.A. Chargers, and I'm doing my best not to say San Diego, JP, doing my best. The San Diego, no longer San Diego Chargers, now the L.A. Chargers, are feeling pretty good about their chances in getting their rookie quarterback his first win this week. So you got to play well, because they've played some good teams now. I mean, you look at their schedule and who they played this year. You took Kansas City in overtime in week 2, and that was Justin Herbert's first game action. And when you take Kansas City overtime now, you're doing something.
No doubt. That was a heck of a loss. They lost 23-20 in that game. They've lost 21-16 against Carolina the next week. 38-31 loss at Tampa Bay. An overtime loss in New Orleans. So they're right there in the hunt in these games, Logs. And this should be a challenge on Sunday for sure.
Yeah, listen to these numbers, JP.
Yep.
And here's just a few numbers on Justin Herbert, the exciting rookie quarterback. And in his first game, week 2, Kansas City, had a 94.4 rating, threw for 311 yards. The next week,
good
Carolina,
day.
throws for 330 yards, has an 88 rating. Tampa Bay, the next week, 290 yards, a 137.9 rating. And then this past game against New Orleans, a 122.7 rating, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I mean, some of the stats are mind-blowing and very surprising that he hasn't gotten a win yet. But maybe the stat that really impresses the most is the overall performance and quarterback rating versus the blitz. He has a 144.9 rating versus the blitz. That is second only to Ben Roethlisberger of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's impressive. And he's the number one rated quarterback on third down when teams choose to blitz him or pressure him. And that rating is a 158.3.
Ooh. Wow. Impressive stuff. We'll see what the Jaguars' approach is on Sunday. Let's come back with more. We'll touch on the Chargers defensively. Gus Bradley pushes the buttons for the Chargers defense, former Jags head coach. This is the Doug Marone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Whether you're driving to a Jaguars game or on the way to work, when you see flashing lights, please move over. If you can't move over a lane, slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. You can protect those who help you on the road, from law enforcement and other first responders to utility and tow truck drivers. They all need you to be at the top of your game while you're driving. See lights? Please move over. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
I'm Jacksonville Jaguars General Manager Dave Caldwell. Did you know you can ride your bike to every Jaguars home game at TIAA Bank Field and Bell 8 for free? Stop by our bicycle check-in tent sponsored by Alert Today Florida near Gate 1 at TIAA Bank Field. An on-duty ZenCog bike professional will park your bike and ensure it's secure during the game. When the game is over, return your claim ticket to pick up your bike. For cycling safety tips, visit alerttodayflorida.com. Remember, alert today, alive tomorrow, because safety doesn't happen by accident. Go Jaguars.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, one taste and you're hitting refresh now. Palm trees swaying now, letting loose now, busting a move now. Cranking up the beats now, hands in the air now, feeling free now. You're on Tropic Time now. And right now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe, try our watermelon mojito and guava margarita smoothies. And you're tasting fruity now, sipping sunshine now, toasting summer now. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Slot right. Blue 42. Hot, hot.
A great quarterback is a true leader with a work ethic that never wavers and a desire to win that is second to none. We know a truck like that. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. With impressive towing and payload, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. Visit your local Ford dealer for great offers on F-150, official truck of the NFL. Based on 1977 to 2019 calendar year total sales.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. The Doug Marone Show rolls along. Our thanks to the head coach joining us in the first half hour every Thursday. Well, not next Thursday, of course. As we mentioned, we're off next week on the bye week. But the Jags this week are headed to Los Angeles to face the Chargers at SoFi Stadium. And they'll see former Jags head coach Gus Bradley on the other side running that Chargers defense. We know about Joey Bosa. We'll see if Melvin Ingram's available or not. What else is this group known for on defense in L.A., Logs?
They haven't been great this year, JP. They've just been kind of okay. I mean, Joey Bosa really is the big story with the defense. The other guy that I think has always been a really good football player has been Denzel Perryman, 52. And he can flat out fly. He's an exciting playmaker on defense. But they've had a lot of injuries on defense. Me and you were talking about a little bit earlier, and how they are missing Chris Harris as a corner, Justin Jones at a defensive tackle, Melvin Ingram at the other bookend position, and then also Derwin James, their exciting all-pro safety, who, you know, when he's on the field, it's like he's playing at this otherworldly level. I mean, he's that good and that big of an impact for the Chargers. So they've had a lot of guys that aren't playing, and they are playing some of the younger guys. And Nwosu is a guy that's taking the place of Ingram. He's doing a pretty good job. But this defense it doesn't have a lot of star power right now, and Bosa is kind of that guy. I think the hard part for the Jaguars offensively is that, you know, how do you prepare? Where is he going to be at? Because he doesn't always line up on the same side, and it's going to be curious to see where they want to put him at. Do they put him against Juwan Taylor, or do they put him against Cam Robinson? It will be interesting to see, because typically when you have Ingram and Bosa, look, those guys, they each have a side that they prefer, and you just let them go because you feel really good about them. But when you're missing Ingram, you're like, okay, now we've got one really stud left. Where do we put him? And we'll put him okay on the side that we think he can have the greatest impact. So seeing where he lines up when they get the sub situations to where they're rushing the passer, does he go against Cam or Juwan? I think that's going to be curious to see.
He's had a handful of double-digit sack seasons in his career already, Joey Bosa. What's he do so well? What makes him tick when he's on?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, JP, because I'll never forget watching him at Ohio State. And for me, I was just like, wow, this guy is an advanced pass rusher, because, first of all, his physical tool bag is just loaded. I mean, he's got the speed. He's got the ability to bend. He's got great lower body power. And he's got great hands. And he's got great hands with coordination with the entire body, which is not very common. And so when I watched him at Ohio State, I was like, you know what? I said, this guy is going to come out and he's going to make an immediate impact. And he's already an advanced pass rusher. And so that's the thing I think that impresses me the most about him. And, you know, he's only played, I think, in 56 career games, and he has 44 career sacks. I mean, so if you do the math on that, I mean, the sack rate per game is outstanding. I mean, amongst the best that there is in the league today, amongst the best historically in the National Football League. The only negative, and I don't know if there is a negative, is that he has been a little prone to injury. And I mean, first of all, he's a great player, and he's a huge matchup. And, you know, the other thing that's kind of interesting, JP, when his brother is healthy, I don't know if his brother isn't better. I mean, that's how good these two guys are.
Wow. The football family of Bosa's, and we'll see Joey this Sunday in L.A. Let's come back. The Jaguars and the Chargers preview continues on the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Slot right, blue 42, hot, hot.
A great quarterback is a true leader with a work ethic that never wavers and a desire to win that is second to none. We know a truck like that. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 43 years straight. With impressive towing and payload, Ford F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. Visit your local Ford dealer for great offers on F-150, official truck of the NFL. Based on 1977 to 2019 calendar year total sales.
Jaguars fans, game day is back. And this year we've teamed up with Jameson to add another win to your week with official Jaguars and Jameson branded collectible stadium cups. They're only available for a limited time in the Jacksonville metro area. So grab yours today, pour a smooth Jameson, ginger and lime, and cheer on the Jags with Jameson. Taste responsibly. Jameson Irish Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, product of Ireland, copyright 2020, imported by John Jameson Import Company, New York, New York.
You won't find a better deal to keep your ride clean than Scrubble's Flexible Service Car Wash. Start in the tunnel wash and experience state-of-the-art equipment while enjoying a soapy light show. Our quality soaps and solutions keep your vehicle streak-free. Every 3-minute car wash package comes with self-serve vacuuming, lint-free towels, window cleaner, and a free air freshener. Visit us at the St. John's Town Center, Fleming Island, and Atlantic Beach. And coming soon to Kernan and Atlantic. Trust the bow tie. You'll know quality once you arrive. Go Jags!
Hanania Subaru of Orange Park would like to present our new dealership with over 13 acres of vehicles to choose from and our new online buying program, iBuy. You decide how much of your buying experience you do online. Browsing, value your trade, picking your payment, financing. Just go to SubaruofOrangePark.com, pick out your vehicle, and click iBuy to begin. Become an iBuy preferred customer at Hanania Subaru of Orange Park, your local Subaru superstore.
Pinpoint, the official signage partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, helps business decision makers like you maximize the impact of their brand. Your company's identification, advertising, and even the words you use make an impression on your clients. With Pinpoint as your coach, you can make sure it's a good impression. Pinpoint provides the creative design and production services for anything you need to enhance your brand, from custom signage to complete marketing solutions. Step up your game with Pinpoint and create the ultimate brand experience for your clients. Visit experiencepinpoint.com.
Floridians know what it means to stand together. That's why Florida Blue is committed to the people of Florida by providing health care with lower costs and higher quality. Enroll within 60 days of life-changing events, such as losing your job, to get benefits like plans as low as $0 a month and up to $500 per year towards your premiums and wellness rewards. Call 1-800-750-0164 or visit floridablue.com/care today. Florida Blue is a trade name of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida Incorporated. These health benefit plans have limitations and exclusions.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back. The Doug Marone Show rolls along. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. The Jags trying to snap a five-game losing skid this week against a team that has lost four in a row. The Los Angeles Chargers and the Jacksonville Jaguars both won on opening day, and they haven't won since. So somebody, well, unless they tie, somebody's losing skid will end this Sunday. And it's an unfortunate situation, certainly for the Jags. The defense has been giving up points. The offense can't find their way consistently. And that's what this losing streak's been about, just down early and not able to get back in games, Logs.
The responsibility is shared. I mean, you go back to the Texans game and you have two takeaways by the defense, and it's a defense that's just incredibly depleted, but then all of a sudden they give you great scoring opportunities, and as an offense, you don't get anything. I mean, that's just not good enough. And then against the Detroit Lions, you allow them to run roughshod over you when they haven't been that great running the football. And offensively, you allow them to completely stuff your run when they were the worst team in the National Football League at stopping the run coming into that game. I mean, it's it's not a good combination where, you know, all parts are not good. In the kicking game, not good. Logan Cook, not good on his first punt last week, as Doug talked about. And then John Brown misses a 32-yard chip shot. And with a kicker that's never had a kick ever at any level, that's not surprising. If you're going to get this team back on the side of winning, they've got to have a lot of improvement. And this is a very young team. And this is a team that has been rebuilt. And I knew that there was going to be some rough spots for this football team. And they're right in the middle of a rough spot right now. And they got to find a way to keep fighting and keep trying to get better. Because as we all know, you know, Aaron Lynch aside, JP, that help ain't on the way.
That's true. They're in it now. I mean, the help was in the offseason and free agency. We've all obviously over the weeks noted what has happened there. You can't, that's water under the bridge now. You can't go back and change that. So they're in it now. This is what they're going to have to roll with and improve these younger and inexperienced players as they go on. That's really the only way out of this thing.
Yeah, that's hard to do. I mean, you go back to, 2013, you know, when this team was rebuilt and they went with the youth movement and things just weren't happening for that team. And, you know, here you're kind of doing a similar type of approach in that you're committing to the youth. You know, and a perfect example of that is that could you maybe found a way to keep a Jabal Sheard? Sure. But you probably would have had to let go some young guy that you would have rather have kept on the roster for the long term. And so that's kind of, you know, the decision making here. You know, do you stay committed to the youth and allow them to just keep getting better and get the rep? Or, you know, do you try to splash in that guy like a Jabal Sheard, bring him to the active roster and risk losing a guy that you think might be able to help you in the future? You know, it's an interesting proposition, JP, and the Jaguars right now are struggling, and I think this is going to be a difficult game in LA this week, a very difficult game.
Let's come back. Final thoughts ahead of this difficult game for the Jags against the Chargers when we return. It's the Doug Marrone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Coach Doug Marrone here, reminding all our Jaguar fans, don't fumble when it comes to driving. One text takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds. And at 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the entire length of a football field with your eyes closed. To win while driving, you must focus. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and mind on driving. Put it down. Focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
Hanania Subaru of Orange Park would like to present our new dealership with over 13 acres of vehicles to choose from and our new online buying program, iBuy. You decide how much of your buying experience you do online. Browsing, value your trade, picking your payment, financing. Just go to SubaruofOrangePark.com, pick out your vehicle, and click iBuy to begin. Become an iBuy preferred customer at Hanania Subaru of Orange Park, your local Subaru superstore.
Pinpoint, the official signage partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, helps business decision makers like you maximize the impact of their brand. Your company's identification, advertising, and even the words you use make an impression on your clients. With Pinpoint as your coach, you can make sure it's a good impression. Pinpoint provides the creative design and production services for anything you need to enhance your brand, from custom signage to complete marketing solutions. Step up your game with Pinpoint and create the ultimate brand experience for your clients. Visit experiencepinpoint.com.
Oi.
Bonjour.
Xin chào.
Добрый день.
Kif finansat kon.
¿Cómo te podemos ayudar?
If you have an accident, the last thing you should have to worry about is a language barrier. That's why at Fair and Farah, we have a team as diverse as our clients. So no matter what language you speak, we'll fight for your voice. Farah and Farah, here for you.
نحن هون للكل.
Ici pour vous. Aquí para todos.
Here for all. Jacksonville.
Headquartered right here in Jacksonville, the CSI Companies is one of the fastest growing staffing firms in the nation. As a proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars, CSI knows how important it is to find the right people for your team. See why some of Jacksonville's top companies choose CSI for their staffing needs. Visit thecsicompanies.com or call 800-582-0828 today. That's 800-582-0828 for the CSI Companies.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Welcome back. Final moments of the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network. JP Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman. Head coach Doug Marone joining us in the first half hour every week. And, of course, next week, another programming note, we are not on next week. It's the bye week. So we'll be back with this program in 2 weeks. We'll go on the air on the network Sunday at 3:30 with countdown to kickoff ahead of the 4:25 kickoff time at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles as the Jags at 1-5 visit the 1-4 Los Angeles Chargers. And, you know, a couple of injury notes today, Logs. Avery Jones placed on reserve injured list. That was later this afternoon, right before we went on the air on this program. Today. On the offensive line, Ben Bartsch, they have adjusted that injury report from earlier. It is a foot-knee issue for Bartsch, as you said on an earlier program today. It was a lower body type injury and a shoulder for A.J. Cann. So Cann limited yesterday, did not practice today. Bartsch limited both days on the offensive line. A few other guys have missed practice this week. Let's see. Tyler Eifert didn't practice today. A.J. Cann didn't practice today. And as we said, Avery Jones is on reserve injured. So it is a football team that's beat up a little bit. Josh Allen, though, could be back, and that's a good sign. Miles Jack has not practiced this week, though, and that's a bad sign.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have Miles Jack available this week. I think, and obviously Jared Wilson, so you're down four guys, if you're counting DJ Hayden, Avery Jones, Jared Wilson, Miles Jack. I mean, that's a significant loss to the defensive side of the ball that over the last five games has been giving up over 32 points a game. I mean, that's a tough situation, you know, but it is what it is. And look, you kind of were in a similar situation when you went down to Houston and were missing a lot of guys, and the defense played well enough to give the offense opportunities to put some points up on the board, and they weren't unable to do that. So challenge again, and the Chargers are a little bit beat up too. Even though they had the bye week, they're missing some guys on the offensive line and then the defensive side of the ball as well. So look, they got their issues. The Jaguars got their issues, and let's see the young quarterback roll out for the Chargers, and let's see if Minshew can be any better this week.
We'll see. Yeah, if you're combining teams that are 1-4 and 1-5 respectively, there are issues on both teams. That's how it works to get to 1-4 and 1-5. No matter what those issues are, both teams certainly have them. One other note: the kicker Josh Lambeau activated from the reserve injured designated for return list, so that's good news. He is available to kick this Sunday. Tough matchup this week, Logs, but the Jags have to go cross-country to try to get this done and stop the slide.
That's a long way to go. You know, that's a long trip. Never been a big fan of traveling to the West Coast, especially in the COVID world, which just makes it even tougher. And so for the Jaguars to be able to pull one out, it's going to be a tall task, and I hope they can. I hope they can play better. And, JP, I'm not necessarily hoping that they get the win, because I always hope they get the win. But I want to see them improve, because the only way that you can be a better football team is improve.
All Access TV tonight on Fox 30 in Jacksonville. Our thanks to head coach Doug Marone, for Jeff Loggeman, and our entire crew. I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for listening and for watching the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.